All right, being joined now by David Schweikert, Congressman, a Republican representing Arizona's 6th Congressional District. And David, first of all, thank you for joining me and Happy New Year. And speaking of
New Year's to you.
Yeah, and speaking of districts, Arizona's new congressional map appears to favor your party that many say could hand Republicans 6 of the 9 congressional districts this year. What are your thoughts on that new map? But I guess first, are you running for re-election? I'm assuming you are.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, heavens, yes. You know, matter of fact, in a couple hours, I'm back doing a couple neighborhood meet and greets in the new area.
Your thoughts on the new map.
The one, in some of the new neighborhoods to us. One observation, this is also at the legislative map. There's no question this election cycle looks like it will be good for Republicans, but it was already going to be a fairly overwhelmingly good year for Republicans. It's just the national mood. There are a number of districts, though, that appear to have either thinner margins or have populations that have a history of swinging back and forth in different election cycles. So be prepared throughout this decade to see some real swings back and forth, particularly at the legislative level.
Congressman David Schweikert joining me here on Arizona's Morning News. You guys head back to D.C. this week or next week?
The beginning of next week.
Beginning of next week. And what will be the main focus to start a new year? What's kind of some of the top agenda items that we'll be hearing about?
Well, as you know, the Democrats run the place. You know, they have the House, the Senate, the White House. And much of their agenda stalled out almost last summer. And so the last 3 or 4 months have been just inch by inch, them trying to work out what the agenda is going to be. On a personal basis for Arizona, we're hoping things like our work on Valley Fever, some of the retirement security. There's actually, we're having a problem with the White House in the rule sets for surprise billing. And all those things can be bipartisan. The surprise billing, our Valley Fever project, all those are bipartisan. So, you know, a lot of those you're going to work on what you can move forward. What will be more interesting is, will the Democrats be able to move some of their massive social spending bills that are stuck in the Senate right now?
Hillary Clinton this weekend kind of sounded like the voice of reason, which doesn't happen a lot, but she urged Democrats to kind of tone down the progressive push. Do you think, especially, you know, since we're in an election year, do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know if it's going to happen, but the public has become quite aware. Look at the crime numbers, you know, we're seeing. Look at, you know, even from some of the, sort of the economic dislocations of what happens when you throw trillions of liquidity into society and then you can't understand why you have inflation. I think there's a frustration, particularly those folks who are truly sort of independent, not the partisans, of they were promised lots of things and it's not working out that way. So hopefully we could get a Democratic Party that actually will work with the Republicans instead of sort of the really extreme agenda we've had so far this last year.
Congressman David Schweikert, last question. This being an election year, can we expect the rhetoric coming out of D.C. to be at a remain at a fever pitch, go even higher, or will it drop down a little bit?
That's actually a question that probably needs a longer discussion. You and I have had this on the side. I believe a lot of what is rhetoric today we hear is outside groups making money, trying to get you to click on their blog or their website or watch their cable show or raise money. When you disassociate some of the profit-making sort of side of the news using partisanship, I'm hopeful that people see the new districts around the country, they focus on their neighborhoods and the needs in their communities, and who knows, maybe we could have a semi-sane election cycle.
I have like 10 seconds left. Will anything get done on immigration this year?
I doubt it. It's, you know, maybe we're seeing some signs that the administration may be starting to let the resources back to some border security that they walked away from earlier this year.
All right, that's Congressman David Schweikert, Arizona 6th Congressional District. David, thank you so much, and we'll definitely be talking a lot this year, I'm assuming.
Look forward to it.
All right, thank you very much.